The Art of Work, Section 10. I witnessed a fitting example of a futile life under the sun. There was a man all alone with neither son nor brother, yet there was no end to his toil, and his eyes were never satisfied with his wealth. Too late in life, he asked himself, for whom am I working so hard? And why am I denying myself enjoyment? His solitary work was futile, a miserable task. Two working together are better than one, for they both benefit from their labor. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But the person working alone has no one to assist him. When two share a blanket, they keep each other warm. But how can one keep warm alone? While one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, and three will resist defeat. Qohelet is determined to find a lasting benefit from his labor, something that carries over into the next day, something that can be saved up and then fully enjoyed at a later date, something that rewards us for staying on target, for putting our heads down and pushing toward that future goal. But throughout his book, Qohelet tells us that he fails every time to find a lasting benefit from his labor. He cannot find a future reward, but he does find daily enjoyment within his work. He tells us his heart found joy while he was working, and in today's section he reminds us that work is much better when we work with someone else, for we both benefit from working together. Once again, this is not a future reward, but a benefit within the day as we look after each other, sharing a load, and keeping each other warm and safe. Once again, Qohelet is taking us back to the creation account where Adam is put in the garden to cultivate it and take care of it. Right away, God makes note of the fact that in all of creation there is one thing that is out of place, one aspect of creation that is not good, and that is that the person is working alone. Work is designed to be communal, interpersonal, and is much more enjoyable in relationship with others of like mind. Eve is created in the context of being a co-worker, someone to complement and assist Adam in the garden. God said it is not good to work alone, and Qohelet notes that even though we are no longer able to enjoy a pure working relationship as we had in the garden, and even now that we end up arguing and in disagreements about how the work should be done, and even though working together cannot provide a lasting benefit, it is still much better than working alone. I would maintain that our working relationships can still be very good, especially if both people have come to understand Qohelet's wisdom about work, and both agree to focus on the rewards of the day, and neither stoops to either workaholism or perfectionism to control their world, their work, or their partner. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. My website is theartofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.